All right, let's flip an amen style air horn hit into something way more useful than a novelty sample. A deep, jungle credible atmospheric riser that builds tension, breathes with your drums, and still has that little rave DNA in it. We're in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only, and this is an intermediate workflow. You should be comfortable with warp, automation, return tracks, and basic mix control. First, set the scene. Put your project tempo somewhere jungle friendly, 160 to 172 BPM. I like 168 as a sweet spot, because it sits right in that rolling zone without feeling rushed. Now grab a short air horn one shot. The kind you want has a hard transient up front, then a tonal tail. That tonal tail is the gold, because it'll stretch into a wail instead of turning into watery mush. Drag it into arrangement view on an audio track. Before we touch any devices, quick coach moment. Decide the role. Do you want the horn to be foreground, like yes, that is a horn, or do you want it to be memory, like a haunted trace of a horn in the fog? If it's foreground, we'll keep some dry signal, keep the reverb shorter, and preserve mid-range. If it's memory, we're going wetter, darker, and we're blurring the identifiable honk. For deep jungle atmosphere, we're mostly aiming for memory, but we'll keep the option to bring back a little bite near the end. Step 1. Warp it into a controllable riser body. Click the clip, go to clip view, turn warp on, and set warp mode to Complex Pro. This is the one that behaves best when you stretch tonal material. Set formants somewhere around 80 to 120 as a starting point. Envelope around 128. Don't treat those numbers as rules, treat them as a starting line. Now stretch the clip length. If your original horn is like half a second, stretch it out to something musical. 4 bars for a quick lift, 8 bars for a standard pre-drop, 16 bars if you're doing a long intro or breakdown transition. As you stretch, listen for two things. Is the tail turning into a smooth wail, or is it getting grainy and facey? And does it still feel like it has character, or did it become a generic time stretch pad? If it's too artifacty, nudge formants, or try slightly different stretch lengths. Sometimes a small change in length makes it lock in. Step 2. Give it pitch movement so it actually feels like a riser. You've got two solid approaches. Automate the clip transpose, or use shifter. If you want fast and musical, automate the clip transposition and arrangement. A great jungle safe range is subtle. Start at minus 12 semitones and end around minus 3 or minus 2. Going all the way up to 0 can be hype, but it can also tip into comedy depending on the sample. Deep jungle usually likes its rising, but it's not screaming. Now here's the upgrade. Don't do one long, obvious linear ramp. Instead do two-stage movement. For example, bars 1 through 6 barely move, then bars 7 and 8 accelerate. Make the curve steeper near the end. That reads as tension, like the room pressure is changing, without needing an extreme pitch range. If you want more sound design control, drop shifter after the clip. Set it to pitch mode, and automate chorus from around minus 12 up to minus 2 or 0. Add a tiny fine drift, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents, just to keep it alive. Keep mix at 100% unless you specifically want parallel tone. Step 3. Build the deep atmosphere tail. This is where it becomes jungle, not a sample gag. We're going to do filtering, then space, then motion. Start with auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Set your starting cutoff low, like 200 to 500 Hz. Then automate it opening up to around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how dark you want it. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4 is plenty. Horns have strong harmonics, and resonance can get painful fast. And another coach note. To micro edits in the clip. If the horn has that super recognizable honk transient, you can tame it without any plugins. Nudge the start marker a few milliseconds later, so you miss the sharpest click. Add a tiny fade in so it emerges out of fog instead of yelling air horn. Immediately, those tiny edits massively change the vibe. Now for reverb and echo. I strongly recommend doing this on a return track. Create a return. Call it something like horn verb. Put hybrid reverb on the return. Pick hall or plate. Set decay somewhere like 4 to 10 seconds. Longer if it's an intro mist. Shorter if it's pre-drop pressure. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the initial definition isn't instantly smeared. Use the built-in high cut around 4 to 8 kHz to avoid fizzy harshness, and low cut around 150 to 300 Hz so you don't fill your mix with low mid mod. Then add echo after the reverb, or sometimes before depending on taste. I like echo after for a drifting tail. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Add just a little modulation so it moves, but doesn't chorus like a trance effect. Now send your horn track into that return, start conservative, and here is the part most people skip. Gain staging into the reverb. Long decay exaggerates harsh partials. If you feed the return too hot, you'll be eking forever. So put a utility on your horn track before any send heavy point, and trim the level feeding the space by like 6 to 12 dB. You can keep the dry horn at a different level, but the space should be fed calmly. Step 4. Grit and peak control, so it can sit next to an amen break without piercing your face off. Air horn spike hard, so we tame and texture. On the horn track, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then pull output down so the level matches. We're adding density, not just volume. Then add glue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Maybe 4:1 if it's really jumpy. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're slamming it, you're probably turning the riser into a flat line. Then EQ8. Dip a bit of mud around 200 to 450 Hz if it's boxy. If it's hurting, it's usually 2.5 to 5 kHz. Make a narrowish dip and sweep until the pain disappears. And if it's fizzy, do a gentle low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Step 5. Make it reusable with an audio effect rack and macros. Select your devices and group them. Now we can map performance controls. Good macro set. Rise amount map to shifter course, if you used shifter. Dark to light map to auto filter cutoff. Space map to the send amount to your horn verb return, or if you kept reverb on the track, map hybrid reverb decay. Hype map to saturator drive, and optionally a tiny presence lift if you want. Wobble map to echo modulation, or even better for cinematic jungle. Map echo feedback or hybrid reverb size very subtly. Bass movement often reads more warehouse memory than an obvious filter LFO. If you're in Live 12, use macro variations. Make a few presets like deep intro fog, pre-drop pressure, full rave stab. Even if you don't use them all, it forces you to think in use cases, not random knob twisting. Step 6. Arrangement placement so it feels authentic. A classic 8-bar pre-drop works like this. Bars 1 through 6. Mostly wet and filtered, like it's behind the room. Bars 7 and 8. Bring in a touch more dry horn and accelerate the pitch curve. Open the filter faster. Then the last beat before the drop, do something intentional. Either mute the horn, or cut the reverb send, or shorten the decay hard. That suction moment makes the downbeat hit bigger. Also, jungle loves call and response. Use tiny horn fragments in fills, but save the full riser for section changes. Overusing the horn is how it becomes cheesy. And a little placement trick. Crest into the snare phrase, not just the downbeat. If the riser peaks into your main snare on 2 and 4, it can feel more rave and less like an EDM whoosh. Optional flips for extra jungle flavor. Pick one or two. Don't do all of them at once. First, reverse into impact. Duplicate the clip. Reverse it, add a fade in, and send it heavy into reverb. A reversed horn swelling into a downbeat is instant tension, especially if you cut the tail right at the drop. Second, ghost horn lyre. Duplicate the track. Pitch it down minus 12 to minus 24. Low pass it around 400 Hz to 1 kHz. Push it more wet, less dry. Now it's subconscious. You feel it more than you hear it. Third, commit a print early, then edit like a break. Once your automation is working, resample it to auto. Then chop it, reverse a tiny tail, repeat a fragment, gate it rhythmically. The edit mindset is a huge part of jungle aesthetics. A couple pro tips to finish it like a DNB engineer. Sidechain the wet only. If your reverb and echo are on a return, put a compressor on that return. Turn sidechain on. Feed it from your kick and snare. Now the fog ducks out of the way and pumps with the groove, while your dry horn can stay more stable. Stereo discipline. Make the riser wide, but narrow it right before the drop. Put utility at the end of the chain and automate width from like 140% down to 90% or 100% in the last half bar. That little collapse makes the drop feel wider by contrast. And if you want control dirt, distort into a filter, not after it. If you distort after the filter opens, the brightness can explode at the end. If you saturate first and then reveal it with a low pass opening, it stays smoother and more intentional. Mini practice to lock it in. Make two versions from the same horn, a 4-bar and an 8-bar. For the 4-bar, pitch from minus 7 to minus 2. For the 8-bar, pitch from minus 12 to minus 3. In both, automate filter opening, automate reverb send rising, then cut that send in the last half bar. Drop them into a simple loop with an amen break and a rolling bass. Your checkpoint is simple. Tension increases, but the horn never dominates the drums. If it takes over, pull it wetter, darker, or just quieter. Recap to cement it. Warp with complex pro so the horn can become a long wail. Use subtle pitch automation with a two-stage curve for believable tension. Build fog with auto filter into hybrid reverb and echo, ideally on a return. Control spikes with saturator, glue, and EQ8, especially 2-5 kHz. Then rack it up with macros and macro variations so you can reuse it across tunes. If you tell me your target vibe like 94 Jungle, Modern Deep Rollers, or Tech Step, and whether your break is bright and crunchy or dark and lo-fi, I can suggest exact macro ranges for cutoff, decay, and pitch span that will sit perfectly in your mix.